Hello everyone, this is Fahim Jackson, and it's episode 122 of my podcast show, In the Know. This podcast is aimed at trying to guide people through the world with a variety of topics. I'm also using this platform to ask questions, and try my best to answer these questions with my viewpoints of the world around me. The following episode introduction speech is for the topic of today. And that introduction speech is regarding, do atheists go to heaven? Just as there are people in our society who believe in God, there are the people that don't believe. These are the ones that you see the faith based in a higher power as silly and trivial. How can one possibly think to themselves that they can spiritually connect to an entity that we have never seen nor heard? We only have stories passed down from generation to generation, and with limited record keeping, how does one truly know? Look over this great amount of time and take what is written as the words of God, especially considering there was so much time between stories, as well as so many stories rewritten. But the topic of today is not regarding atheist views on God, more so about how atheists would be judged if there were to be a heaven. And that's what we are covering. If there were to be a heaven and atheists walked to the door, will they gain entry? So I hope you enjoy and continue to listen and share with friends. Let's start off by saying, who are atheists? This is the person who lacks the belief in the existence of God. And if you look at the number of people who are atheists, you can't help but to see that this is actually a religion of its own. Isn't that odd? An actual religion that is based around not being religious. This is a group of people who look at those that believe in God as ridiculous. Living your life to the fullest is the best life you can live. Yet atheists see people who base their existence around living a life for an afterlife is counter to the greatness of life here. And there is no real tangible evidence that points to the existence of God. So atheists would look at life like this. We're here on earth by a complete stroke of luck. So just your plain existence means a lot to take in place in order for you to be here. On average, you have 80 years on this earth. So from the perspective of atheists, life is fair. Why do you need an afterlife? Sure, there are people who go through things on earth, and don't we all? Just doesn't seem great enough to have more. But what about the believers? What do they think? These are the people who make up this group, are the ones that have a strong faith base in their belief system and higher power. I don't want to point out a specific religion that has a belief. You can't tell this group that they shouldn't believe in their faiths. The answer to a statement that must not have never experienced the love of God. And to respond to the title of the episode, believers would say even the atheists have space for them in heaven. That's right. God knows your heart and would not overlook even the non-believers. So about this place called heaven, what is this place in which the believers took once they leave this earth and move on to the afterlife? Let's look at this place. What is heaven? This is the final resting place for our soul after we die. When we are here on earth, we are taught that the only way into heaven is to repent for your sins and live a righteous life. What is meant by living a life that is righteous? It means waking up each and every morning, praising God to start the day. It means treating your neighbors like you would want to be treated yourself. You will never be able to live in a world without sinning. But as long as you make sure you're living the best of your ability, you should be fine. But let's not go a little further into this idea of heaven. How about if heaven exists? But we have been off for so long. How about there is a collection of energy where we all go once we die? Now, our ability to conceive such a place, this is cerebral. So if the spirit goes here, who would be in charge? Because for us to control our spirit, then it would mean that a consciousness to understand this place. The body is here on earth. So where is this thought coming from? So it makes sense to assume we control nothing after we die. Well, what about the opposite of heaven, which is hell? What is hell? Here's where you go once you have been removed from the afterlife in heaven and can't find yourself a place anywhere else. Hell is the underworld where the souls of the wicked go when they have been banished from heaven. It is depicted as a place with a lot of fire and inconvenience. Anything that makes your life normal on earth makes your life much more difficult in hell. Meaning, you want to eat in hell? You then have to consume meals with utensils too big to eat from. This is a clear sign that you're being taunted. Now in heaven, I said that your soul is existence. Now we're talking about a physical existence in hell all of a sudden. But if the soul is heaven, then the soul is in hell, minus the physical existence. With that said, then your soul is taunted. Well, how do you taunt the soul? The collection of positive energy in heaven is now negative energy in hell. When there is no heaven or hell, what do? Let's open our minds to the idea that there may not be a place called heaven or hell. That would be the atheist views that happens after we depart this earth. But take the atheist views out and think to yourself, what the people might think if there was enough data proof that there is no heaven or hell. Now what you would have is a large demographic of people from around the world who say this is it. And that is something that a lot of people cannot stomach. I guess life on earth is good for you. You don't mind there not being a heaven or hell, because whatever goes on here on earth is it, and that's that. And here's where I have to switch over to the next topic, which asks the question, is heaven right in front of us? Meaning, is heaven here on earth? While you're living on earth, you have to look around and ask yourself a hard question. Do you truly need to look to another place after you die that is needed better than here? Because yes, earth is not the best place for everyone, yet it's the only place we have to live. So many people try our best to make it out to be the best experience possible. Now that is easier said than done, because what happens when you are in a low place within your life? It makes trying to find good difficult. Then what happens when you're in this position? Well, finding things like your children to keep you going. Your love for your career keeps you going. Your close circle of friends and family keeps you going. So as you can see, there are void fillers to experience heaven on earth. Then there are the people with no friends, no family, bad job, and no monogamous relationships. Here's where people will fight you up and down about heaven on earth. They'll tell you there is no way heaven is on this planet. They're using their own misfortune to prove a point against your statement. Now from here, we go into the idea of heaven being a place that's real. And if you're an atheist, then what? When atheists are turned away. Let's say you live this life and never believed in God, but then you die and next thing you know, your spirit arrives at the gates of heaven. Your spirit arrives intact with all its goodness. And then God is here to judge your soul for opportunity to exist in the afterlife. Now from an earth belief, you are standing before God to be judged, yet this would mean a physical being to some degree, but a physical existence occurs in our minds in regards to the afterlife. We don't think of our soul being judged, but for the sake of the belief system, why not a physical existence? It would mean a lot of questions for God as to life on earth. Why would God allow so much to exist without intervention? Why so many different religions, and which one is right? And after asking questions, the atheist might not want to even gain entry. Then again, we might have an interpretation of God that is not true, that has been twisted around over the years. And after the atheist has been judged, they don't gain entry. This may in turn make the atheist upset, because God is supposed to be a loving God. So why take the atheist through all this judgment to deny them? None of it makes any real sense. No. Let's take another approach to this topic. What happens when the atheist is brought into heaven? When atheists are actually welcomed in. What does this mean? As you approach heaven's gates, you have to stand there and state your claim. Remember, from the last section, I spoke in regards of our physical selves waiting to get in. You go through God and now you have access to heaven. You may never know. Heaven could be something completely different than what you're taught, and the atheist now gets it. But who do they share it with, because you're deceased? This land of milk and honey, where everyone has a mansion or virgins awaiting, could be something much different. So from here on out, heaven becomes an eternal secret. All of this sounds rather weird and supernatural to the people who are vested in proof of things in afterlife. And here's where the scientists have a chance to voice their opinions. Let's look at some scientific proof. As a scientist, they would look at this idea of atheists not getting into heaven as nothing to worry about. Because let's be honest, scientists feel there's no real tangible proof that heaven exists anyways. Also, they have nothing to worry about not getting into a place that doesn't exist. Scientists would say heaven is on the minds of people. After you die, the human body goes in the ground. So what is standing before God? The human spirit stands before God getting into heaven. It's more of a rationalization from the human mind. There's no mind after death. So this idea of having to speak to God and state your case is ridiculous. Here's another proof of scientific side of things. Even when we die and spirit exists, where's the heavens? Because in order for us to have a comprehension of God in the heavens, where's the location? We know so much about heaven and religion, yet we have never had an actual place where our spirits reside. So this makes scientists raise their eyebrows. But the most damaging piece of information is no proof of heaven for atheists to be afraid of. Now, as for my viewpoint, because for me, I have a different view upon atheism and in heaven. I don't think atheists care either way. To them, I don't think they have too many concerns because after they die, nothing else matters. As long as their life on earth was worth living, then everything after that doesn't count. Even if there was a heaven, I think atheists might have some choice words, especially considering God is supposed to be so powerful, yet he allows all this bad stuff on earth. To me, heaven is not that appealing to atheists. If people can just repent and get into heaven, a growing community. Let's observe the world of atheism. When you research the number of atheists growing in our society, the numbers are staggering because a lot of people will call themselves non-believers or non-practicing. They fall under the category of atheists, but they do not like to call themselves atheists. I guess atheist is too strong of a term for the people to bear. When you look at other religions, at certain regions of America, there are places where more believers reside than not. Then some places have increased in non-believers. And what is all of this due to in our society? Some of the disbelief comes from the fact that bad things that people can do and other things happen with no repercussions. Another issue for atheists is being called evil and sinner for everything they do. That is hard to stomach when you're being punished each and every day. Let's open up another possibility of atheists. Will the belief of being atheist grow outside of America? Well, of course. There are plenty of atheists internationally. Which leads me into the next section. Will this go fully global? Here's where you have to look into the idea of atheists a little closer. Because in order for us to further ask the question regarding atheists going to heaven, we have to open up the world to believing in this first place. Since we're assuming for this episode that there is a heaven for atheists to reside after death, so asking skeptics outside the United States, they might even find it just as if not more humorous than I am speculating in the first place of a heaven after death. But let's say that the topic came up. How would others outside the country view my topic? Are they receptive to the topic and willing to have their conversation, or are they going to push back? Issues from these outside forces. Like what? The outside forces are people that are going to be giving you grief. Are they atheists themselves? Having this conversation will force them to ask themselves a question regarding where they go after their death. So a hypothetical existence of an afterlife does seem pretty counterproductive. And that is why there is so much pushback from the non-believer community. Atheists are people who take on scientific viewpoints. The Earth was created by the Big Bang from the beginning of the universe. It took life billions of years to come to form on Earth, including humans. We're still evolving and are becoming smarter as time goes on. And when we die, there's nothing after that. We just die and not exist like any other life. That is the beginning and ending of all of this, at least for the standpoint of the atheist. So this idea of heaven is flat out a waste of time. So with this end statement, while we have to know if atheists could possibly go to heaven, this topic has been interesting to observe the idea that there's a heaven for atheists to walk into. Atheists themselves would laugh at the idea that a heaven exists for them to work to get into. They would say it's best to focus on this life, and not anything that's not guaranteed. Most likely there's no place called heaven anyways. But what if you're a person that has nothing to look forward to in life? Waking up every day could be seen as a complete waste of time for you. Yet atheists might say, what about the difficult task of getting you here? The time it took and the journey to get you here? All the people who were born to make sure you were born on Earth. Now you want more? What is the real purpose of wanting more when you hit one of the biggest lotteries on Earth? Yet even an atheist would love to envision a better place, a safer place, a more calm and comfortable place. So thank you for listening to In the Know. I'll be bringing you another episode regarding religion. The next topic will be asking the question, could aliens kill the idea of God existence?